Hello, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Zachary Zonizer, and this is part five of my five-part series on America's involvement in World War I. Today, I've decided that we will be focusing on the gold standard, actually, specifically how the gold standard sort of evaporated shortly after World War I. Now, as we all know, World War I kind of exploded in Europe in 1914 and spread around the world pretty quickly. This war nearly bankrupted the Bank of England and distorted most of the industrial production of Europe at large. Now, these dramatic changes utterly destroyed the two key factors that really sustained the success of the gold standard, which the gold standard had, to this point, lasted for a couple hundred years, since about 1780 in the United States, at least. Now, the war was pretty expensive, and in order to finance the war expenses, most countries actually ended up suspending the gold convertibility of paper money and started to print paper money to fund military operations. And there was obviously no cooperation between nations which had declared war on each other, and that sort of started to affect the value of gold in general. Now, once all the smoke had cleared from World War I, many countries did try their best to reconstruct the gold standard system, hoping to sort of stabilize the economy. Britain and the U.S. went back onto the gold standard in 1925, and the year after, France restored its gold standard as well, followed by Italy. And by 1928, almost all countries around the world had committed back to the gold standard. However, when the gold standard was restored, we actually didn't see the economy get much better, or at least not better like people had expected. Now, this was really for two major reasons. There was, first of all, a failure of credibility. If a government is able to just abandon the gold standard when it suits them, then there's not a whole lot of faith in that standard of measurement. People had pretty reasonable doubts at the level of commitments government had to gold and whether or not the gold standard would be suspended once again. And the other major factor in the failure of the gold standard was eventually the failure of cooperation. Since Germany had suffered severely from World War I, the only way Germany could pay the war reparations demanded of them from France and the United Kingdom was to borrow money from the United States. And at the same time, since Britain and France both financed their war from borrowing money from the U.S., they paid their war debts and loans back to the U.S. This created a circle of capital that kept the mark, that is Germany's currency, stable and stayed on the gold standard. As for the other parts of the world, the central banks generally responded to the requests from the ones in distress. For example, when the Bank of Poland requested for credit in 1927, 14 central banks lent out loans. Now, unfortunately, that cooperation between the international banks didn't get to last as long as anyone would have liked. It was around 1928 that friendly situation took a nosedive. Some historians believe this was because of the death of a man named Benjamin Strong, who was the chief executive officer of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and he was a man that traveled intensely to promote the effect of international cooperation between international banks. He had a quite close relationship with the Bank of England, and then by extension, the Bank of England had a very good relationship with the Bank of Germany. And when he died, his unfortunate and premature death, most of that cooperation seemed to fade away. It's also worth noting that after the war, the global gold output dropped to only 33% of what pre-war gold production was, and the overall global gold reserve went down because a large portion of it evaporated during the war. With that worldwide lack of gold in mind, managing to stick to the gold standard led to steady deflation for the second half of the 1920s. This resulted in markets suffering from declining prices. Those declining prices would result in hardships for those countries that were already in deficit, which would oftentimes result in them abandoning the gold standard. Once they had abandoned the gold standard, it made trade with other countries using the gold standard much more difficult. It's hard to assess the value of money versus money when you have no common ground to stand on. When international trade starts to slow down, that also ends up harming the economy and causing more depression, so more and more countries started abandoning the gold standard. The abandonment of the gold standard and other contributing factors eventually lead the U.S. to the Great Depression, and the general depression and deflation in Germany eventually lead Germany to Hitler and World War II. But those will both have to be stories for another day. Thank you for joining me for this history segment. Remember, if you like these, you can find them online at kggfradio.com. just click on the community tab, go to On Demand, and find a history segment that looks interesting to you. We've covered everything from our founding fathers all the way down to Stalingrad. With KGGF, I'm Zachary Zonizer.